have one more brief item, I hope. Shouldn't say that until I ask you if you have any questions. Item 14, executive officer's report. And also in this case, just wanted to check in with you about, make sure you have everything that you're supposed to have. Because there were a few supplemental sheets. There's actually two supplemental sheets. One was, I think it was sent out to you by email, but that, the first one includes, an update on the Buckley Road stormwater flooding and groundwater investigation, and an explanation of the Avalo Beach Water Quality Fund closure. And the other one was in your folder, and it was just an add-on to an existing section in the executive officer's report with an update on the status of the Salinas River Maintenance Program and the water quality information associated with that. I wasn't going to talk about anything in particular, but I'd be happy to answer any questions on the agenda.
Question on the water quality certs that have been issued. The one involving Moss Lane and Tidal, the tide gate, the temporary repairs. What's that all about? And I'm reading the project purpose to reduce and restrict the inflow of seawater into the Morro Cobo Slough through the Moss Landing tide gate facility. Did we visit that tide gate facility on one of our field trips? Is there more than one tide gate?
Not in Moss Landing.
I don't recall
you doing a field trip there. Oh, you're at Elkhorn Slough. We went to Elkhorn Slough and probably went and saw the tide gate out there.
Well, I thought we were in an artichoke field at some point.
Okay, well, that's probably
and there. We drove across a, yes, we drove across a bridge before we got to the artichoke fields. And looking back, I thought there was a tidal gate somewhere. So that's not on the Elkhorn Slough side, is it? That will be on. On the southern side.
Yeah, that's on the Morro Cobo side.
The Salinas River rubber dam.
No, I'm sorry.
I mean, that's part of driving around because
it might have been that trip. Like, you know, I've done a few trips and they all now blend together.
Yeah.
So I can tell you, but what is the purpose then here?
This is Harvey. I'm pretty sure that project. By Monterey County Water Resources Agency, they maintain that gate. There was some leakage at high tide, salt water was getting up in Morro Cobo, so they wanted to fix those gates to restrict tidal flow from getting upstream. They want stormwater to flow toward the ocean, but not seawater upstream.
Mm-hmm. But that's
for the purpose of protecting the aquatic habitat and the fish from the salinity, because it's altering the more natural salinity freshwater line.
How does preventing the flow of seawater that's naturally going through a tidal exchange?
Well, nothing's quite natural anymore up there. So it's been manipulated for 150 years. They're trying to keep the salt water out of upstream groundwater, trying not to flood fields with salt water. There's a lot of things going on.
Very managed.
What about the restoration of the original beneficial use? I mean, is the tidal gate is preventing us from restoring the original beneficial use?
Well, originally they weren't saltwater because there was so much more fresh water coming downstream to keep the saltwater out. So even if they got rid of the tidal gates, it wouldn't be natural.
But it was the leakage upstream in the tide gates that was causing the problem. That's what this water quality certification is about, is what Harvin's saying.
Right. I mean,
there's other issues with the way it's managed in general, even when it's operated properly.
I see what the function of the tidal gates are.
Yeah.
It's to prevent seawater from going out. But then the other component here that Harvin's mentioning is there would have been more fresh water flowing down, pushing
the seawater lens further out. And that's been now altered, right? So originally, the whole Morco was not open to the ocean most of the year behind the sandbar. But when they opened up the sandbar and put the marine in there, it completely changed all those dynamics in the Elkhorn and the Morco. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I recall when we had the update from the Elkhorn Slough research, they gave us a nice, I think, historic view of how the channelization looked in those floodgates, where they're located, and what relationship they have to the function of the whole system. And yeah, they're there. They've been there for a long time.
Are you taking questions on the entire EO report?
Yes.
Okay, so on the Salinas River Spring Maintenance Program, I see staff has already commented back. The Monterey County Water Agency?
Yes.
Okay. I think that's what it says here. So I'd like to see what staff has commented back on that. I want to see how we're going to be protecting beneficial uses of water quality. So staff has completed its initial review of the application. Looks like we've deemed it complete on February 3rd, right? So
the application.
The application.
Yeah, that's not about what conditions are being recommended. Right.
Can we get some kind of a informational item, Mr. Chair? I'd like to be able to weigh in what staff is proposing before this gets set in stone.
Mr. Young's point, what is the timetable? Meaning application was February, then next step. That way it helps us understand where we can engage, perhaps, a little more.
Yeah, staff is anticipating being prepared to issue a water quality certification this summer. The period of work, the first opportunity for them to work is October 1st.
The first opportunity to what?
For them to work in the river or to implement the project and any mitigations is October 1st. So we, at latest September and possibly before, is when staff is targeting having their water quality certification and all its conditions completed.
So in the process, to take this a little bit further, staff is going to review and then assume comment and say, okay, we're basically going to say, all right, this is what we want you to do, and that's that.
The latter, I think, based on your question, if I'm understanding you right. What we traditionally do is their staff issued, executive officer issued permits.
So when would be, to support Jeff's question, when, would it be the next board meeting where we would be able to have this item brought up?
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure, but we can certainly talk to staff and figure out if May is better or if July is too late.
The other option is for the board to take up the item itself and hear the WVR and issue it versus staff issuing it, which may be more appropriate if the board would like to give direction versus an information item.
Yeah, because if it's an information item, we cannot really act on it, and it would have to be moved to the next
meeting. So instead, depending on when staff is prepared, it could be brought back to the board for May or July for consideration of the WVRs.
Fine with me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that your pleasure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sounds good.
And could you ask Noah and Nims?
Yeah.
They could send their staff people if we have any questions.
Sure.
They're really the fishery experts, I believe, that we're relying upon in fish wildlife.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Just for clarity, you said that work could begin, or is planned to begin October 1st to take it to the next level of work, so it's going to scale up. How much more does the county plan to do in this first year, and if you know? And second, how can you work in the river in the rainy season, if there is such a thing anymore? I thought all work in rivers and streams really halts at the end of mid-October to mid-April or something.
Yeah, I misspoke. It's September until October 1st or 15th.
Oh, got it.
It has to be done by September so that they can go do work before the rainy season.
Before the rain.
Yeah.
Okay, good. And then what is the expanded scale, if you know? Because I know they did 11.5 miles in this first iteration. What's to follow?
Yeah, it's a lot. It's most of the river upstream. So
I thought it was going to be, it's a 10-year permit.
Well, it's not all going to happen at once, but it will permit this pilot project work. This type of work that they did, that they negotiated and demonstrated through the pilot project on the 10 miles for most of the rest of the extent of the river over a period of time, 5 to 10 years, I can't remember the time frame. It won't include the lower, I can't remember the exact mileage, but below the rubber dam that you referred to as the constrained reach, but it will include all the rest of the river and in geographic extent. This permit will apply to then the rest of the river.
Okay. Thank you. Let our interim executive officer finish, and then I'll give you 3 minutes.
Okay. I'm finished unless you have other questions.
Nope. Well, Mr. Shimek, good to see you again.
Very quickly. So the tide gate issue, just to answer that question, that comes up at the Monterey County Water Resources Agency Board meetings often, and it's an issue of flooding that the artichoke fields has ocean mist, which is politically very powerful and also pays the greatest percentage of the budget of the Water Resources Agency. And their fields flood. And so the tide gates are not of the volume. Plus, they did have a problem with leakage of water going up during high tide. Then when there was inflows from storm events, it was not going out fast enough. So it was going in and not going out fast enough if there was an inflow, and they would end up with floods. I think you do need to keep your eye on the permanent fix and make sure that, in fact, that the new tide gates allows for passage of fish and steelhead. Second, I'm confused. Are these WDRs for the channel maintenance program, or is this a 401 cert? I think it's a 401 cert.
401 water quality certifications are issued as waste discharge requirements.
Okay, thank you. Good. I didn't know that. Thank you very much. And then that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Steve. Just a curiosity, though, I'm thinking of these tidal gates. How can a steelhead go through those things? I mean, they have to be an Olympic swimmer.
Right, so they can't right now. It's a barrier. Yeah. And so the issue is that once they propose a permanent fix, that should be fixed, that there should be passage of steelhead. And that's where you're going to I'm not sure that necessarily that falls within your bailiwick. I simply think that is something you need to keep your eye on.
But it falls under the purview, sorry, it falls under the purview of fish and wildlife and NOAA, for example.
Yeah, NOAA fisheries.
It also falls under our purview because we're also negotiating water quality certification, WDR, for the management of the Salinas River Lagoon at the mouth in order to manage fish passage, because the sandbar closes off the lagoon and the storms with the drought in particular have not blown through there enough to provide the access, because with the tidal gates preventing access, the natural breaching of a lagoon under normal conditions would have allowed the fish to go where they need to go.
I will mention that some of this stuff, there is a certain amount of let's do it now, like the channel maintenance, and I don't think that that's necessarily good. But the reality is that there has not, even though this year we're at 125% of normal rainfall for the Salinas area, we have not had, where there's been big flood in the Carmel, to the point where there was kayak runs of the diversion, and it's a great kayak run, by the way. There was really good flow in the Carmel, really good flow in the Pajaro, and the Salinas River has not flowed for the past 4 years.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve. And we have just 7 minutes to vacate. So if there are no longer any additional questions, we will now close our Thursday, March 17, 2016, Regional Water Quality Control Board meeting, and it is 5 minutes to 5, and we will reconvene tomorrow at 8:30 in the morning. So thank you very much.